If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and in your favorite podcast platform. And in doing so, you can tune us in and spread the word. Well, we're continuing our series with Basil Yards. He is the works for Salem, Boston, WEZE-WROL, and he works with the churches who are on the air, and of course, we're one of them at St. Anthony. Yesterday, he talked about his arrival in the United States and the miraculous story behind that, and we left him where he came to Salem, Boston, WEZ and WROL, and was just volunteering, trying to get into this work over here. So let's switch over to our interview now.
Wow. Every day I would go from person to person asking, is there any way that I could serve you? And after a while, they started making fun of me. I'll never forget the general sales manager one day. I was heading toward her to ask her, is there any way I can serve you? And she turned around and looked at me and said, is there any way I can serve you? Because that's what I was asking everybody. I just found things to do.
Yeah.
And then on the first day, the Monday morning of the fifth week, the general manager called me into his office and said, there's a young lady who is working here, and I'm not going to worry to call her name, but she came this morning and said that she is leaving in 2 weeks. Would you like to shadow her and see if this is what you would like to do?
Wow.
And that's how the door opened for me to come to WROL.
Wow.
And I've been here now for 19 years.
Wow. Wow. That's a fascinating story. And just kind of looking, and again, you're giving this an understanding of the Lord is leading you through all of this because He has something that He wants to do, and He wants to connect people.
Yes.
that all this may come together. Now, one of the interesting things that as Catholics we understand. That we're all called to be servants of Christ, and the Pope is saying, and we all need to be talking with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something I know there were some people that don't understand that message, but we do. and one of the things that you're demonstrating is something that I learned a long time. My listeners know that I came back to the church through the evangelicals. I left the church. I was in the Navy, and it was some evangelicals on the ship that started getting me back into the church, and back to come to know Jesus, and then back into the church. And so one of the things I have always been fascinated by, and this is something that I really want to communicate in the Catholic Church, is the vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even you mentioned something. You came here to start a church, which is something that doesn't necessarily exist in the Catholic Church, what the evangelicals call church planting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to start a church. It begins with this vision of, yes, we can teach people who Jesus is.
Well, I'll tell you this. I didn't really come to start a church. Mm-hmm. I came to serve the churches.
Serve the churches. Oh, you're right.
I started the church because the Lord instructed me that I needed to start a church that serves churches so I can have people with me who mm-hmm. understand about serving churches.
Very good.
So we are the people. People say that they don't understand what we do. When I tell them that we are a church that serves churches, but that's that's who we are. We are a church that serves churches. We help churches with different things that they are not doing that they need to be doing. And mm-hmm. and this actually started, you talk about church denominations talking mm-hmm. to each other and mm-hmm. relating well to each other and so on. I get so excited when I am with people of different denominations.
Wow.
Because that's what heaven is going to look mm-hmm. like.
Mm-hmm.
And but there are people who try to play God and decide what group is of God and what group is not of mm-hmm. God and that type of thing. But God has the final say. Mm-hmm. And as long as we believe in Jesus Christ, in his death and resurrection, as the substitute for our own death mm-hmm. and condemnation, then and we invite Jesus into our lives, we become children of God. The Bible puts it this way, as mm-hmm. many as receive him, to them he gives the right to become children of God, even to those who believe on his name.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're in the Catholic Church, in the Pentecostal Church, in the Nazarene Church, wherever you are, this whole thing of denomination is really people receive revelations mm-hmm. from God about certain things, and they don't understand that when God reveals something to you, it is not just for you, but it is for the body of Christ
mm-hmm.
that you are part of. And so God reveals some things to a group that experience the Holy Spirit in a certain dimension. And rather than make that experience available to the rest of the body of Christ, they institutionalized it and mm-hmm. called themselves Pentecostals.
Mm-hmm.
And so I grew up as a Pentecostal.
You were saying,
I was a Pentecostal pastor all my life.
And you were saying that you were Assembly of God.
That's right. I was an Assembly of God pastor.
Yeah.
From the time I started pastoring when I was 21 years old.
Wow.
And but then I came to Boston, and the Lord said to me, "You will not join any denomination.
Mm-hmm.
The group that you're starting must be non-denominational, because it must serve all the denominations."
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's what we do. And I shared with you an experience that I had, how my perception of Christianity and how I should function in the body of Christ was birth through an experience that I had with a Presbyterian priest.
That's right.
I read a book on evangelism. Mm-hmm. I was an evangelist. I was traveling all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
I was away from my family for months sometimes. I would come home tired. And I thought that I was really doing the work of an evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read a book called Evangelism Explosion.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote the author of the book and said, "Send me some more information about evangelism." And he sent me a ticket, brought me to Fort Lauderdale, Coleridge Presbyterian Church,
mm-hmm.
personally trained me for 1 week, took me out knocking on doors and sharing the gospel with people on a one-on-one basis.
This is the fascinating part of the story. Tell everyone who this, the name of this Presbyterian minister.
The name of this Presbyterian priest is D. James Kennedy.
The famous D. James Kennedy. Now, I want to say something to people who are listening right now. D. James Kennedy had severe arguments with the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that he said, he looked at what we have as Catholics as a system.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't like that. and what really, and the Pope is calling us and all this to understand that we're called to live as servants of Christ. And we want to be careful. We do believe in sacraments. We believe in the Lord works through these many ways, but we don't want to fall into a system. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Pope would say just as well. Because a system is, it goes back to a model we were talking just off the air that I've talked about on the air and everything else, is the bus model, mm-hmm. which is the pastor drives the bus and the members of the parish are on the bus and they're all on their way to heaven. That's a system. And here you're giving this whole understanding that no, all of us are, which is exactly what the church teaches. All of us are called to be active in different ways, however we're called, as people who are disciples. We're going to hear more from Basil Yards tomorrow and Friday. And this is fascinating, especially when he talks about his experience, which you're going to hear with D. James Kennedy. Because as I said today, D. James Kennedy did not like the Catholic Church. But he had some interesting things to say, and in doing so, we take that as, you know, that there's this thing they use in business called best practices, and we take that as best practices that we use, and we also listen to, I said, some of his criticism. I'm sure some of his criticism, people would say, yeah, we have to be careful that what he's warning against doesn't happen. But we're going to talk more with and to learn more about his experience with D. James Kennedy tomorrow. Have a blessed day, and we will see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.